the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail, the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
Ya sari'a rida, ighfir li man la yamliku illa ad-du'a, fa innaka fa'alun lima tasha.
Dear listeners, we have reached this excerpt of the Divine Kumail supplication. The last part where it says, Ya sabighan ni'am, ya dafi'an niqam. O fountain of the blessings, O repeller of the adversities, Ya nur al mustawhishin fi dhulam. O the light of those who are lonely in darkness, Ya aliman la yu'allam. O knower who was never taught, صلي على محمد وآل محمد. Bless Muhammad and his progeny. وفعل بما أنت أهله. Do with me what is worthy of you. وصلى الله على رسوله والأئمة الميامين من آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا. And Allah bless his messenger and holy imams of his progeny and give them abundant peace. Dear listeners, this is the last phrase, last part of the Divine Kumail supplication that we are going to discuss. Now, in the previous parts, it was mentioned that the name of the Almighty Allah is remedy. Ya man ismuhu dawa. And now, some names of the Almighty Allah are mentioned. Ya sabighan ni'am, ya dafi'an ni'am. O fountain of blessings, O repeller of the adversities, Ya nur al-mustawhishin fi dhulam, O the light of those who are lonely in darkness. About the fact that Allah's names are remedies, the ascetic, the righteous servants have mentioned some points. Some of them suggest that this name means the same recorded names which have various benefits and impressions. One of their advantages is that when the supplicant calls his Lord with his special names, he would answer the supplicant. The Holy Quran states, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. And Allah's are the best names, therefore call on him thereby. When the poor servant raises his hand to the Lord, hoping for his attention, and calls with a painful heart and sincere tongue, among the people or in his own privacy, O Allah, O the Merciful, O the Generous, O Lord, and other names of the Almighty Allah, it is way too impossible from a generous hearer not to respond to him. The traditions state and suggest that Allah's names are equal with an infallible imam, or a perfect human that is the manifestation of the meaning and concept of the names. So, if anyone with a pain, with sincere heart, resorts to them, he would be healed. In fact, by resorting to the perfect individuals, we can get perfection and prosperity, and we can be saved from disbelief, moral and practical vices.
Oh, he who is readily pleased, forgive one who owes nothing but supplications to you. You do what you will. Oh, he whose name is the remedy, and whose remembrance is a sure cure for all ailments, and obedience to whom makes oneself sufficient. Have mercy on one whose only asset is hope, and whose only armor is weeping. Oh, he who perfected all bounties, and who wards off all misfortune. Oh, light who illuminates those who are in darkness. Oh, omniscient who knows without learning. Bless Muhammad and the progeny of Muhammad, and do unto me in accordance with that which befits you.
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
In fact, dear listeners, the names of the Almighty Allah and mentioning them before our supplications, they are so important that when the Quran says لِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى, Allah's are the best names. By resorting to the perfect individuals who are equal with the Allah's names, we can get perfection and prosperity. We can be saved from disbelief. And in fact, in reality, a perfect human is Allah's exalted names that is the center of the world. Just as it is stated about the 12th Imam, Al-Hujjat ibn al-Hasan, وَهُوَ الَّذِي بِبَقَائِهِ بَقِيَةِ الدُّنْيَا. He is the one who the existence of the world is related to his existence. وَبِيُمْنِهِ رُزِقَ الْوَرَى. Humans obtain their sustenance by his blessing. وَبِوُجُودِهِ ثَبَتَتِ الْأَرْضُ وَالسَّمَاءُ. And the stability of the heavens and the earth is based on him. Consequently, the lover is familiar with the beloved's name and goes to his presence, referring to this name. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, cures the pains by his mercy, and nothing in the world is sweeter than saying his names and hearing it. O Lord, we are poor servants who are coming to you, not bringing anything worthy of your presence. Have mercy upon us until all our sins are pardoned and our path is opened to your paradise. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.